Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cody Zeller, offensive rebound. Bridges! Oh, my God!
Oh, what?
A thunderbolt from Bridges!
Oh, my word!
The filthiest of the filthy! Oh, that'll be the death knell for Atlanta. You can't come back from that.
Oh, my goodness.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Bally Sports Southeast on the call. That play-by-play announcer must be a prude. Filthiest of filthy. I don't know. Maybe he hasn't lived.
I don't know. He is, he strikes me as, obviously he's getting like a lot of acclaim because he was, I think that's the hum-diddly D guy too, if I'm not mistaken.
Ken, to be fair, I mean, He did say hum diddly d in the call. So yes, I think that makes him. Unless
Say that in the call there? Did I really miss that?
Unbelievable. Yes.
He strikes me also as the. I feel like he's going to get in trouble for something he says during a call at some point. He seems like very close. He seems like very well. Just the incredible exuberance and energy. Frequently, when you're in that headspace, you're not paying a lot of attention to what's coming out of your mouth at that point. Not that he means poorly.
Don't even put that out into the universe.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying it's going to be something that bad. Like, I mean, it's just, you know, and there's a dunk by Lonzo Ball and that'll make it 4-0 Hornets. You know, it's not going to be that.
But. The filthiest of the filthy. And Rick makes a great point. He goes, oh, they can't come back from that. Or they did come back and won the game.
There is a 0.0% chance this game will ever be close again. Like, oh boy.
And like the color guy's basically just like, wow. No, unbelievable. Oh my God.
Guy's got the easiest job in the world. It's like, I think Del Curry usually does games with him, right? But who is,
Del Curry. Yeah.
That's just, I mean, Del's got easy job. Oh, I have this play by play guy that wants to do that on every single play.
He's going to lose his mind.
Neato.
Yeah. What a dunk. Wow. Amazing. Del Curry is basically like one of like a Chatty Cathy doll that you pull the string and it says like 7 or 8 different things. Wow. Cool. What a play. Oh my God. Can't believe it.
Did that just happen?
Yeah, we'll get to noobs in a second here. Rick, can you play the cut again? And I'm almost less interested in the play-by-play guy.
Bridges! Oh my God!
Oh, so there's Humdiddly D.
A thunderbolt from Bridges! Oh my word!
Oh my word!
Something filthy!
Okay.
Oh, that'll be the death knell for Atlanta. You can't come back from that. Oh my goodness!
Five. Oh my word! Oh my goodness! Ho ho! Like what a jack! Sign me up for that!
Oh my word!
There it is. Submitted for a Marconi Award, best analysis of a live event.
The best, the absolute best. Word. That's going on the resume tape. That's going.
Okay,
that's something.
Whew. All right. Well, the dunk itself. You know, I don't know if it's the filthiest of the filthy, but it's
somewhere in the filthy pantheon.
Right. it was pretty filthy. All right, let's stop saying that word and let's let's welcome our buddy Alex Christensen, better known to you and yours as Noobs. You can watch Noobs on Brown Bag Bets every day on Twitter with our buddy Andy Molitor. Noobs writes for Yes, it does. Yeah, it kind of really does. So does the word Noobs. Noobs yeah. writes for a bunch of websites, does great work handicapping the NBA. Hit him up on Twitter at _Noobs. Alex joins Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here. You better you bet on a Monday on the BetQL Audio Network. Noobs, what's going on, brother? How did the weekend in the NBA treat you?
You know, there's no other word that comes to mind right now besides filthy. It was actually pretty good overall, but I can't get out of that headspace. It was a good dunk. I don't know if it was the filthiest of the filthy, though.
What dunk was better, that dunk or Anthony Edwards?
Anthony Edwards.
Like, easily? Not even close?
I'd have to go back and watch them both again, but I think Edwards was definitely better.
Okay. Nick, what do you think?
I think Edwards was more violent, so I would go with Edwards.
So that's what I like. Give me the
maybe like Bridges was filthier, but Edwards was better.
Maybe they each get their own superlative. Totally,
you make and you know you there are analogies to be drawn here about things in real life as well. But we'll get to the NBA here, Ken.
Yeah, nice. The way that Nick and I opened our NBA discussion, Noobs, in the last hour was basically kind of like what a weekend it was for the Lakers. Basically, everything that could have gone right did right. Obviously, they beat the Nets. All of their competitors around them lost games. How have you kind of been handicapping Lakers games? I mean, this has been going on now for, you know, I would say about 7 to 10 days, where it's kind of turned from they're just going to lose and, you know, how long until these guys come back, to at least like more focus, more competitive in some of these games, covering more often. Have you been kind of playing on the Lakers in these spots? Have you been avoiding their games? How have you kind of looked to either, you know, play on or against, you know, the Lakers in this weird form until Davis and LeBron come back?
As of about a week or so ago, I had gone from pretty much fading them every game to starting to slow down. They seem to have found a little bit of a rhythm, having Drummond and kind of getting him fit in. Yes, it's not the same as Anthony Davis and LeBron James, but now they at least have some semblance of what the lineup looks like every night. They have enough talent on the floor, as long as Kuzma and Schroeder and Drummond are playing. But I did actually go against them tonight. They're playing against the Knicks tonight, although the Knicks are in a back-to-back and 3-4. I think -2 is much too short. I think the Lakers are starting to get a little bit of credit for that win over the Nets. And, you know, again, I think maybe the rest of the spot is getting a little too much concern from the market for the Knicks. So I did fade the Lakers tonight with the New York Knicks, but I actually have been hesitant the last week or so to bet against them, since they do seem to be coalescing a little bit without their stars finally.
All right, Noobs, we hit you with something micro. I want to hit you with something macro now. As we come down the stretch of this NBA season that is literally unlike any other NBA season or any other sports season, really, in history, like, have you kind of changed the way that you've handicapped it all? Are there any angles that you're looking to play on? Obviously, it's like a minefield every day with the players that are hurt and like every single team's involved in like one of these grueling stretches right now. Have you kind of changed your overall approach and handicap at all?
Yeah, I've really tuned my betting down quite a bit. I mean, normally I'm a big believer in betting overnight, trying to bet real early in the morning, basically just try to attack the number as soon as I possibly can. But I've really had to lay off of it. And although we have these huge slates, I mean, I think there's 9 games tonight. I only picked one. There was like 10 games yesterday. I only picked one. Saturday, there was again 10 or 11 games. So my volume is way, way down from actual handicapping perspective. I'm trying to lean a lot more on the last 10 to 15 games. It's something I lean on quite a bit in my handicapping perspective. I try to look at the shorter time frames versus the longer time frames. But this year, more than any other year, I'm trying to look at the last 5, 10, 15 games and really look at what's happened in the last week or so, because it just seems like every week, every couple weeks, one of these teams is experiencing some big injury and they're all kind of just reacting at the same time. So I think you try to keep a short time frame versus a lot of other seasons where I might be looking a little bit longer on some of these teams that have played together more.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Oops. One thing I've been, you know, thinking about over the weekend, looking at the NBA results, and I think especially where money has come in on some teams, is this subset of games, like the bad versus bad games, which I think are always really funny when we get to the end of the year. It seems like we have more of them on a night-to-night basis at this time in the season than we normally do. You know, you have like a Cavs-Thunder game, Cavs, anybody terrible, Thunder, anybody terrible,
yeah.
Where, you know, one team will take money. The market will move, you know, I think it was a Cavs-Raptors the other night. The market moved like 5 points, something like that. And is there value to be had in these games? I mean, obviously the casual fan could care less. Nobody's playing. The game is meaningless for the two teams involved. Honestly, one or both of them might be actively trying to lose the game with the personnel decisions that they make. Do you ever, you know, kind of give an extra set of, you know, kind of criteria and some extra attention to those types of bad versus bad games? Try to make some valuable betting decisions there?
I try to take a look at the injury report for the last few games. I've started to figure out with some of these teams. Houston specifically does this a lot. They've started to get into a rhythm with who they're going to rest. And, you know, if someone's listed questionable, they're really out. If it's probable, they're really out. I've actually done pretty well at this. And Milwaukee isn't a bad team, but just kind of an example of the injury thing. I was happy to bet against them, you know, for the last week or so as they kept coming out and say Giannis is probable, then he's questionable, then he's out. You've had a lot of players like that, and especially with these bad teams, you know, they'll come in and they'll list a few guys probable, a few guys questionable, and then an hour before tip-off, they're all just out. So I've been trying to go back a couple of weeks again for each of these teams and just try to look at the rhythm. You know, have they been, for example, Houston, they basically sit John Wall every other game, if not two out of every three games at this point. So just trying to look for little things like that where maybe I can get ahead of some injury news.
You bet. BetQL Audio Network on a Monday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, joined by our buddy Noobs, a.k.a. Alex Christensen, talking the NBA. Noobs, what do you make of the Brooklyn Nets right now?
It just keeps working. I don't, you know, I've come on this show and a couple other shows and talked about how I was concerned that it might not ever come together. And I still don't know. I mean, they just keep winning games. At the end of the day, I was talking about this in one of my NBA chats, and I'm really outside of my head on this one, but I wonder if we're just watching the next evolution of the NBA as you start to watch teams like the Nets really succeed, teams that, yes, you know, they think about defense, but really all they're focused on is having 2 to 3 guys who are good ball handlers who can really do well. You look at teams like the Nets, like Phoenix, like Utah, and guys with two, you know, Brooklyn having 3 ball handlers, individual creators. When I start to think back about the NBA and, you know, what the playoffs mean, it's all about defense, winning championships. And in my head, we should be looking at something like the Clippers or the Lakers if they're healthy versus the Sixers maybe, or the Heat or something like that. But we're just barreling down this road towards, I think, what is going to be Brooklyn versus the Nuggets at this point in the finals. So again, I'm a little outside of my head at this point, but I'm starting to think that maybe we just, you know, when we get to the playoffs, defense isn't going to really make up the big advantage that, again, Brooklyn and Denver seem to have on an offensive end, being able to answer just about any question any team can ask from them.
Noobs, I know this is weird to kind of have a Denver Nuggets conversation after they do what they did in the fourth quarter against Boston, but they had looked awesome before that. You kind of just talked about, yeah, maybe it's chalk or maybe defense doesn't matter and Brooklyn is going to get there at the end. Maybe the Lakers are going to get there at the end if they get their guys back. What have you kind of made of Denver? We can do the good and the bad. The good being every game up until Boston yesterday, and then the bad being obviously that fourth quarter against the Celtics. Your impressions of Denver with Aaron Gordon?
In Denver, I'm curious to see what happens. I thought last night was really interesting. I actually went back and rewatched that game, and I don't know what happened. They looked lost. They looked confused. Again, it didn't seem like it was a bad travel spot for them, but they checked out in some way in the fourth quarter. They do that for every once in a while. You watch a Nuggets game, and for like 10-minute stretches, they're just out there like confused or something. But overall, I think picking up Aaron Gordon has been fantastic for them. He's fit in on offense almost seamlessly. He hasn't taken any shots from anybody, and I think it's having fun just picking and rolling, cutting, not having to really generate offense and try to be like a point forward, like the Magic we're trying to do with him. And then defensively, you know, he's not the greatest defensive player in the NBA, but he's pretty good, and he immediately jumps on this team as probably their best defensive player until Jamal Murray gets healthy. I see them really coalescing. Picking up Gordon now gives them this kind of really scary starting five. You're going to have Jamal Murray, Porter. You're going to have Jokic. You're going to have Aaron Gordon. It's just really talented lineup that I think is going to give everybody troubles. And as you start to look at Denver and kind of their history, they're really building up to seriously contending for the finals this year. And I think we're going to see that given the Lakers' injury troubles, given, you know, the Clippers' inconsistency in the playoffs, I think the Nuggets are shaping up really nicely here for a long run to the finals.
What about the Phoenix Suns? Are they shaping up nicely for a potential long run to the finals or close to it?
I worry about the Suns. You start with Chris Paul. Every single year, he pulls his hamstring or gets hurt somehow in the playoffs. If he can stay healthy, I think they'll be very competitive. Where I'm concerned is their ability to play DeAndre Ayton or Dario Saric in a playoff series. As a big Philadelphia 76ers fan, I did not get upset when they decided to let Dario Saric go, because he gets absolutely killed by teams that are athletic and teams that are bigger than him. I used to watch him play the Bucks 3-4 times a year and just get laughed off the floor by some of the athletes that were out there. If Chris Paul can stay healthy, though, they've got Chris Paul, they've got Devin Booker, they have a solid defense and a lot of momentum. I don't know if they'll compete for a championship, but they might have a shot to make the Western Conference Finals.
Noobs, we have about 2 minutes left, and there's like a ton of games tonight on the card. One canceled in Minnesota, obviously, but still a lot to kind of work with from a betting standpoint. I know you mentioned earlier your thoughts on Knicks Lakers, if you want to kind of rehash those, but also any other of your best bets for tonight, in the NBA.
It's just the Knicks tonight. I kept looking at all the other games. I was close to taking a Dallas Mavericks money line, but I just think it's a really bad matchup, even though the Sixers are in a tough rest spot and closing out their road trip before looking ahead to Brooklyn. But again, the Knicks, really solid team. They play hard every single night. They're pretty much entirely healthy besides Mitchell Robinson. The Lakers are coming in off a big 25-point victory against the Brooklyn Nets. They're out on the road, stranded here on the East Coast. I think that Kyle Kuzma looks like he's questionable. I don't think he's been upgraded. Even if he plays, I like the Knicks -2. And if Kuzma's out, once he's announced out, I'm going to go ahead and try to look for some alt spreads and things. Maybe play like the Knicks out to -5, -7.5 or something like that. Try to tack on a few more alt spreads, but really like the Knickerbockers tonight, which is strange for me as a Sixers fan.
Listen, I love the Knicks tonight as well. Said a little earlier, I think the numbers are a little short against the Lakers, and obviously my guy Noobs agrees. Check him out on Twitter at _Noobs. Check him out on Brown Bag Bets with our buddy Andy Molitor, 4 for 4, and a bunch of other spots as well for our guy Noobs. Noobs, enjoy. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great night.
All right. That's
stay filthy. Yeah. So.
Really?
What? What's wrong with the... Oh yeah, Tyler, we got a "Hey Moron." I forgot that was going to be that needs to be a recurring segment. Maybe we'll do some "Hey Moron" after this.
Well, I mean, I have to think about what "Hey Moron" is like going to be. It's going to be epic. Like I can't just, I don't want to ad lib it. Like I have to be pissed about something. I'm not really pissed about anything. I'm having a good time.
Okay.
All right. Well, Hum-diddly-dee. You know what? I was going to tease what we were going to do here, but you know what? I'll just say this: Wagertainment coming up next year on You Better You Bet. It's going to be awesome because it always is. It's coming up next.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.